Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome once again to Soul Purpose Healing. We are so very grateful to have you join us. It was my co-host Kara singing us in with the Tree of Life reality. My name is Viata. I'm your host, master herbalist, and soul wandering around the earth to awaken the population to a journey we're going back to of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, the love of nature, our Creator's purpose here, raising the consciousness of our human family. So thank you again for joining us. Kara, how are you today?
I am excellent as usual, and I'm glad to be here. If you were to ask me, who am I? What am I? I would always say I'm a spiritual being having a physical experience on this, in this dimension.
Hallelujah, on a roller coaster of earth.
Yes. Well, let me go ahead and give the disclaimer. This show, the information on this show, is not intended to replace professional medical advice. It is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. It is primarily for educational purposes only. If you have a serious medical condition, always, always seek the advice of a professional medical person.
Thank you, Kara. And today we're talking about a very, very important topic that has been given to me to bring to you over the last week. So many things happen in the weeks between our show, and so we want to make sure that you are aware and enlightened and empowered by knowledge, because we know that the Bible says that the people perish for lack of knowledge, and more than that, the people perish for lack of using that knowledge. So even if we have it and we don't use it, we can still perish. So we don't want that to happen. We encourage you to take hold of the knowledge we share on this show. So our topic today is the virus connection, what we're all struggling with. But before we get deep into that topic, we want to give you just some of the health news that came up in my email box this week. And first of all, I get emails all the time from Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, who is a pediatrician, family practitioner in the Chicago area. And the news for the week is that there is a certain class of antibiotics that have been issued a new black box warning because they cause serious nerve damage. Now, I know Kara has read about the black box. Kara, if you were not talking about the black box on airplanes.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what is this black box? What does this mean?
Well, the black box warnings are the most serious and often deadly side effects of drugs that are outlined in a black box on a package insert. So, for instance, these drugs that are these antibiotics that Dr. Eisenstein is referring to, fluoroquinolonilus and cipro, levaquin and floxin, have been prescribed to over 23 million people. And in the boxes of those antibiotics, they put a little piece of literature, package insert, and they put a black box on the insert that warns that the most serious and often deadly side effects are connected to those drugs. How many people even know about the black box in those packages?
Or are about to read the instructions there.
Exactly. So we want to bring your attention to that. Be aware, antibiotics recently in this week. And so what Dr. Eisenstein recommends, as always, is high doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, and probiotics. These are natural anti-inflammatory substances. And we will be posting on our Facebook page, if you haven't had a chance to visit, we're going to post Dr. Eisenstein's daily recommendations of vitamin D, vitamin C, and probiotic for both children and adults. So you don't have to worry about whether your children can take and how much. We're going to give it to you on our Facebook page.
And also we want to mention that cranberry is a good substitute for the antibiotics if you're having a urinary tract infection. That's excellent.
Yes, thank you for reminding us, because commonly antibiotics are prescribed for urinary tract infections and even respiratory infections for this particular types of antibiotics. So with the vitamin C, the D, the probiotics, and adding some cranberry juice, some quality cranberry concentrated.
Yes, there is a Lakewood, I think that's the name of the brand, and let me tell you, that thing is taut. That thing is so taut. You take two doses of that, and let me tell you, you will forget that you had a urinary tract infection. It is such a good treatment for that.
Yes, and we also, on this show, always recommend tapping into your emotions that are contributing to whatever physical symptoms you have. You can be sure your emotional molecule activity is at work. And I have a video on my website, www.holistichomeandbodycare, that can give you a demonstration of tapping. Or you can connect with me on my website and send me a note, and we can set up some time to do some tapping together. So that's what's in the news this week. And we want to move on to talk a little bit about, let's see, tainted meat. There's tainted meat all over the place. So I think Kara would want to suggest the action to take for avoiding the tainted meat in our society.
Just don't buy it. Leave the dead carcass alone. just leave the dead carcass alone. That is the best solution.
Yes.
Because it's dead, there's no life in it, leave it alone. You cannot go wrong if you leave it alone.
That's right. We don't know what's in these animals. As we're going to talk about later, the virus connection is all over. You're eating animals that are full of viruses. So what can you do right now, today, to strengthen the immune system? We've been talking about strengthening the immune system for the past two or three shows, and we have natural compounds in nature with antimicrobial activity, such as garlic,
yes,
cinnamon, oregano, colloidal silver, manuka honey, probiotics as usual, fermented foods, we've talked about that, echinacea. One of my favorites is astragalus. Astragalus is an herb that can be taken long term, whereas echinacea has advisory about not taking more than 10 days at a time. And then, of course, my all-time favorite, sunlight, vitamin D. All of these things are options to try before you resort to the drugs, because the research has shown that bacteria do not tend to develop resistance to the garlic and the oregano. So key to keeping your immune system healthy is lifestyle choices.
There you go. And I want to say on the garlic, Vieta, you want to take it for some time, because I understand that it's good, right? But it does strip your cells. So you don't want to take it over a long period of time because it's very potent. Okay?
Exactly. That's right. And lifestyle choices have to be made. You have to change your lifestyle choices if you want a stronger immune system. If you've had a period of sickness and history of illnesses and disease, We're talking here about coming back to nature, coming back to wisdom, knowledge of your Creator. And this includes changing your diet, changing and exercising more, because all of this is going to affect your pH level. We talked about the potential of hydrogen, which are stars. We all have a star up there that's sending messages to us, and it ranges from acid to alkaline. And that acidity and alkaline range is going to be affected by your diet, how you're managing stress, which is why we promote tapping into the kingdom within you. So taking control of your health is what's going to keep you strong and healthy in this confused, deceived society that we live in.
In other words, love yourself. No one is going to love it for you. There you go. And we want to remind you that there is no one diet for everyone.
That's right.
Yeah, everybody's
different. No one
diet. Mm-hmm.
And so I do offer a consultation with my business for an Ayurvedic, more Ayurvedic style of consultation. Ayurvedic diet and lifestyle is about specializing three types of doshas or constitutions. Everyone's different. And in the Ayurvedic Indian philosophy, you have Vata, you have Pitta, and you have Kapha. And each one of those constitutions represents a certain body type, certain emotional patterns in those body types. And so what I do is consult people based on their body type, their emotions, and more importantly, their history of conflicts, relationships. For instance, you have a person who was divorced 5 years ago and they have all these health issues. There could be a connection to that. And then there's always a connection to childhood abuses. That's always a big one. So we are going to encourage you to make different choices, give you the knowledge you need. But if you want a specific diet and program, then you need to go to my website, send me a note about your request, what you need, and then we can connect and figure out when's the best time to sit down and do a consultation for you.
Why don't you go ahead and give the website address? You know, go ahead. What is
the
it?
The website should be on the Blog Talk page, but if you don't see it there for some reason, the website is Holistic Home and Body Care, and I have a page, the first page, where you can send me a comment about your needs, your specific nutritional health needs. So we want to get right into now the virus connection. This is such an important topic. I watched a lecture in the last month, the last 2 weeks actually, that just blew my mind and opened my eyes. I've been in the health business for 20 years, more than 20 years. I think between Cara and I, we've got probably 25 or more years. And this lecture brought out the fact that the virus, which is, let me just first define, some of you may wonder, well, what is a virus? Well, the virus is defined as an infective agent or a molecule in a protein coating. The Latin word is that a virus actually means a toxin or a poison. So we're talking about a microscopic organism that can only duplicate inside the cells of another organism. So in other words, this virus is an evil source for illness. It's a source for imbalance. And as Dr. Bruce Lipton, who is a scientist, once said, the whole mission of science is to obtain knowledge that can be used to dominate and control nature. So when we talk about the virus connection, we're talking about scientists.
Well, wait a minute now. Well, let's break down what nature means. And we are included in nature. Don't forget that.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's exactly the point, though. The scientists who have been involved in these experiments have been wanting to dominate and control nature. a part of their agenda is to find the viral theory of cancer. But since the 1930s, men and women have been experimenting with viruses to create biological weapons and also to research the viral theory of cancer. And what has happened since the 1930s, I believe this is even goes back even further than the 1930s, but the information I acquired shows that at least since the 30s, there have been experiments that have led to viruses being used in the production of vaccines or vaccinations. If you look at, for instance, the polio vaccine, is probably one of the most popular vaccines that was experimented with. And the polio vaccine was, there have been monkey virus cultures that were used to produce these polio vaccines back in the 1950s. So we are looking at all the population of people who were given the polio vaccine are infected with monkey viruses. Now, this is information that is readily available on the Internet, which is so shocking. It's actually hidden right before our eyes. And back in the polio vaccine especially has a history of confusion and conflict. But from 1955 to 1963, polio vaccines were given to approximately 200 million Americans, and they were contaminated with the cancer-causing virus from monkey kidneys that was used to develop that vaccine. Because when scientists are in the laboratory trying to create either biological weapons or vaccines, they're mixing things. They're using animal cultures. They're using aborted fetuses. And so that, this go ahead.
And that's called sorcery. All the mixing, yes. mixing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And when you think about the virus, this virus appears only to harm. And they can't multiply unless they're in another cell. They can't multiply on their own. They multiply when they're entering another cell, like your human cell. So the virus is always considered harmful, and it can only multiply if it gets into your human body. It won't multiply outside the human body. So it leads to the death of all other of cells that it enters. So that's why this subject is so critical for us to understand. And I have posted on our Facebook page a video by Dr. Tent called The Exploding Autoimmune Epidemic. It's a YouTube video, about 2 hours, if you want to know the detailed history of this whole viral connection. Then you can go to YouTube and look up Dr. Tent's video on the autoimmune epidemic. So we're looking at a population that is full of viruses, from anything from monkeys to pigs to aborted fetuses. And so we're all walking around with these Epstein-Barr viruses, all kinds of diseases, symptoms, fibromyalgia, numb toes, numb feet, and we're like, we have the least idea of what's going on. But now Dr. Tent has put a bright light on this subject, and it's a very, very important video that I think everyone should watch if you want to understand. So the 10 things that will increase the viral activity, Kara and I want to go over these with you so that you are totally aware of these things that are going to increase the monkey viruses in you and even cancer. This goes back actually to German New Medicine, because German New Medicine teaches that it's a trauma that activates the cancer, and the trauma is a prolonged stress. So if you have prolonged stress, then you're going to be activating viruses, which are going to cling to your cells and infiltrate your cells and create huge tumors in your body. So it all starts, one of the things that will increase the viral activity is the prolonged stress. And Kara has wants to, Kara, what's the next item that will increase the viral activity?
You did say the antibiotic, right? The blood transfusion.
No.
Is the second.
Antibiotics, blood transfusion, go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and read the whole list?
Okay, and you have surgery, number three, your operation. You have toxic environment, radiation. You can get that from mammograms, x-rays, CAT scan. Then you have ibuprofen and prolonged stress. You have toxic family members, fear. And then you have work environment. Those are the 10 things that will increase viral activity.
Those are the top 10 items that Dr. Tent mentions in his lecture that are going to increase the monkey viruses and all those critters, those molecules that are meant to harm and kill and attach to the cell. And scientists have been working with these viruses for years and years, and now this is the danger of accepting vaccines. Is that we don't have any idea how many viruses are in those vaccines, but you can almost be assured that there are viruses in the vaccines. The interesting thing, for instance, with antibiotics, why do antibiotics increase the viral activity? Well, when you think of Yahuwah's kingdom is always at work to give us life. This kingdom that we have within our bodies is all about love and compassion and purpose. Each one of us knit together in our mother's womb for a purpose. That's Yah's kingdom in there. So all those bugs, all these bacteria within us, they are meant to do a work to keep us alive. But you use antibiotics to destroy the good and the bad bacteria, puts the whole system out of balance. pH goes from alkaline to acid, and you have growth like Candida, for instance. Candida is a very popular fungus or bacteria that grows out of control when you have too much sugar, when you have too much stress, too much alcohol. There are too many antibiotics. The antibiotics destroy the good bacteria, so the Candida flourishes. And I've been in this business for 20 years, and I did the last couple of days, I figured out that all these bacteria in the body, we have more bacteria in our body than we have cells in the body. There are trillions and trillions and trillions of bacteria, but there's only like 1 trillion, 10 trillion cells. All the bacteria work together in Yahuwah's kingdom to help us get back into alignment with the love, compassion, understanding, and wisdom of our Creator. The Candida will get out of balance when you're out of balance, when your thinking is out of balance.
Right.
The Candida
right.
gets out of balance when you're choosing all these processed foods and dead animals and all these things that are not nourishing, the antibiotic, blood transfusions. When you submit to a blood transfusion, guess what? Somebody's virus creeps into your blood because they don't test for viruses when they give you a blood transfusion. I've never heard of that, and that's something that is causing the patients who are receiving blood transfusions to have other symptoms come up. And the same goes with surgeries or operations. If you've had surgery or operation, just the fact that you have those medications that are put in you are going to create a weaker environment, a weaker immune system,
and create compromise.
Yes, the kingdom is compromised. This is a kingdom at work, and we have all these bacteria that get totally out of balance, and then the viruses creep in and they grab hold to the unhealthy cells and the healthy cells, and you have a totally toxic environment. You're not fasting. You're not reducing the amount of junk that you're putting in there. And then here's a big one that I've learned about recently, radiation. I saw a woman this week who had been through chemo for several treatments. She had lung cancer, And then she developed a knot on her head, and they treated it with radiation. But this knot began to grow. Even though she was being treated with radiation, this growth was the size of a kiwi instead of the size of a pimple.
Wow.
That, to me, was a clear indication of the effect that radiation has on the body when you have viruses floating around. Because radiation, as I've, and we have a great article on our Facebook page about what radiation does to cancer, especially breast cancer, it actually causes those stem cells, which are the master controller, the lieutenants of the whole biological process in our
body.
Yes,
yes,
the general, thank you.
The general,
like, rises up and starts creating more stem cells, and that's what radiation is doing. That's why we have these super bugs now, because our body is smarter than these scientists. And so what we call super bugs is just the body's attempt to survive, help you survive. And you don't continue with the lifestyle changes and reducing the stress with tapping, then the viruses are going to take over, and you continue to get.
Go ahead. You continue to get.
You continue to get these diseases that doctors don't know what to do about, this knot on the side of the head. They've tried radiation, chemo, and all this, and they throw up their hands and say, call hospice.
Okay.
So prolonged stress, go ahead.
Yes, I want to touch on prolonged stress. I think the cure for prolonged stress would be not to fear. And all of the scriptures, the Creator encourages us, fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you. Yeah, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And then as in Isaiah 41, it said, I, Yahweh your Elohim, will hold you by the right hand, saying unto you, fear not. I will help you. And so we get the stress because of, you know, the things of life. We have the money. It's not, you know, the ends can't meet, and children are giving us trouble, and we need to spend some time with the Most High. We talked about that earlier. We having the morning worship. Where did we have that? Is it at the summary? Yes. Feed the soul.
Yes.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Yes. So we want to bring this all, summarize it all for you, our wonderful listeners, because this can be confusing and stressful and all that, but we want to give you what we believe are the most important things to prevent, heal, and strengthen. And number one is the soul food first. Soul food first. It doesn't cost you anything. And it includes morning sacrifices, giving yourself to the universe, the creator of the universe, your messengers, submitting and dedicating your day, your morning to the universe that gives you breath and that feeds you from the stars and the moon and the whole array of the cosmos. That is number one.
Very good. I want to say to remember that we're not alone, that we have help in heavenly places.
Yes.
We have help in heavenly places, and our help is not weakling. They're not weaklings.
So morning and evening, we have to consciously give that sacrifice, that offering to the messengers and the creator. Number two, Dr. Tent gave one supplement that can help reduce the viruses, and that's L-lysine, L-Y-S-I-N-E. If you take 2 to 3, lysine is a very popular amino acid that you can find in any health food store. Any good health food store is going to have lysine, which is an antiviral amino acid. That's one of the simple things. It doesn't cost a lot of money. And then number three, Kara, what did we talk about the food guidelines?
Yeah, follow the food guidelines on the Facebook page. We can avoid the dirty dozen and eat from the clean 15.
Yes. And so it gives you a low-budget system for strengthening your system against the evil viruses in the world and just against the deception. You are powerful, powerfully, wonderfully, creatively, awesomely made beings, and we together can overcome anything, but we are renewing our mind to do that every day. Every week we're renewing our minds, becoming more and more conscious of the power within us, this powerful kingdom within us that just wants us to submit in simplicity and give up the things of the world and embrace the love, compassion, understanding, wisdom, and purpose of our Creator. Oh, we're at the end of our show again. So we are just so grateful to have been able to share this with you. Next week we will have another wonderful topic to empower you with. And until then, Kara and I wish you much shalom.
Shalom.